From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Currently, Dr. Cairns is bringing a series of studies in the book of Joshua. Today, he begins a message bearing the title, Facing Death Without Fear. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, please enjoy this devotional thought taken from Faith's Checkbook, by C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Our Field of Battle. The text is found in Deuteronomy chapter 20 and verse 4. For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you, to fight for you against your enemies, to save you. We have no enemies, but the enemies of God. Our fights are not against men, but against spiritual wickednesses. We war with the devil, and the blasphemy and error and despair which he brings into the field of battle. We fight with all the armies of sin, impurity, drunkenness, oppression, infidelity, and ungodliness. With these we contend earnestly, but not with sword or spear. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Jehovah our God abhors everything which is evil, and therefore he goeth with us to fight for us in this crusade. He will save us, and he will give us grace to war a good warfare and win the victory. We may depend upon it that if we are on God's side, God is on our side. With such an august ally, the conflict is never in the least degree doubtful. It is not that truth is mighty and must prevail, but that might lies with the Father who is almighty, with Jesus who has all power in heaven and in earth. Soldiers of Christ, gird on your armor, strike home in the name of the God of holiness, and by faith grasp his salvation. Let not this day pass without striking a blow for Jesus and holiness.
Soldiers of the cross, now the trumpets call. Soldiers of the Heavenly King, who faithful stand through everything, sound forth and let your praises ring to Christ the Lord of all. The glory of thy God proclaim, give honor to his matchless name, the one who e'er remains the same and stands. Plant thy soul's foundation upon the rock of ages, and though the battle rages, his grace will be your stay. Soldiers of the cross, now the trumpet call.
Now heed the trumpet sound. To travel where the saints have trod, press on to higher ground. And be not thou discouraged, though Satan's hosts
our sail. Against you God hath said, the gates of hell shall not prevail. Soldiers, mix the mighty throng, hold fast and gird your armor on, for soon you'll shout the victor's song, your foe's defeat is sure. Be faithful to thy captain's call, go forth in praise to conquer all, for soon creation's host will fall and crown him Lord of lords. Fix your eyes on Jesus, his promise faileth never, we'll praise his name forever in heaven's bright array. Soldiers of the cross, now the trumpet call, obey. Amen. Amen.
Are you seeking to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ, but sometimes hesitant because of questions you may be asked? To assist you in your efforts at personal evangelism, Let the Bible Speak is happy to offer a DVD featuring Dr. Alan Cairns answering such questions as, why did Christ have to be God? Did God create evil? Or how do we know the Bible is the Word of God? Dr. Cairns answers these and many other questions in this DVD presentation called Q&A with Alan Cairns. In all, he responds to over 50 such concerns. We're happy to provide you free of charge this DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's words for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or if you wish, you may write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day. chapter 23, Joshua is giving his final exhortation to the children of Israel. He has urged them to remain faithful to the Lord. Verse 14 opens with a very solemn declaration, as Joshua says, "Behold, I am this day going the way of all the earth." Here the great leader of Israel faces the inescapable truth of his own death. Looking back over a life of faithful service to God, Joshua rests in the promises of the Lord in whom he has trusted since his youth. Here we have a solemn confession that death is the portion of every man, and there are no exceptions. May the Lord impress upon all of us the seriousness of preparing for that inevitable and unavoidable event, and to flee to Christ, so that we too may face death without fear. Now here is Dr. Cairns to introduce this message, Facing Death Without Fear.
Joshua chapter 23. Since we read the passage the last time I preached on Joshua, we will read only the text this morning. This is from Joshua's great final speech to the leaders and them to the people of Israel. And in verse 14, he makes two great statements. We're going to look at the first of them, God willing, this morning, and as the Lord leads, we'll come back to the other one next Lord's Day. Joshua 23 and verse 14. The first part of the verse, "And behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth." Behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth. Our text this morning is clearly a text about death. Not merely Joshua's death, but our own. What Joshua said to Israel was first a simple statement of fact. I am going the way of all the earth. But in context, it was more than a statement of fact. It was a glorious personal testimony. Because not only the words, but the setting and the context of the words, as Joshua spoke them, as he stood in the edge of the grave, sounded out to the people of Israel his own certainty regarding death and eternity. It was, therefore, a testimony. It was not only a statement of fact, not only a testimony, it was also a sermon. Because Joshua was speaking to other men who were also on the edge of eternity. And what he had to say concerning his own death was a message to all to whom he spoke. Mr. Spurgeon once said, "To be familiar with the grave is prudence." Bishop Ryle put it this way, "Death is the great fact that we all acknowledge, but very few seem to realize." It's the great fact that we all acknowledge, but very few seem to realize. As a general proposition, we all agree, yes, it is appointed unto man once to die. But when it comes to the personal application, we live as if we would be here forever. That makes the text this morning a very important one for us all. I want us therefore to take a few minutes and hear Joshua's testimony and Joshua's sermon. The subject is very plain in the words of the text. It is the subject of facing death without fear. Facing death without fear. John Calvin had a lot to say on that subject. If you read Calvin's sermons or any statements he has made on the subject of this world and the next, don't forget that he was living in a time when death threatened him at every hand, on every hand. When those who came to study in his famous school in Geneva, many of them from his homeland of France, were but a step away from the grave, and they saw student after student after student go forth to preach the gospel, knowing full well that he would never come back alive. John Calvin used to say, in many ways, but this was the sentiment, that the man who has not come to be able to face death without fear has not come very far at all in the school of Christ. To make any advance in the school of Christ, according to the great reformer, was to be able to face death without fear. As we look at this text with this important subject, therefore, I want us to take it in the simplest possible way. See it first as a solemn confession. I, this day, am going the way of all the earth. As Joshua stood before Israel and made that statement, he was saying to them, men and women, I am now in the grip and grasp of death. At this very point, though I stand before you with apparently enough health and strength to be the leader of a great nation, with enough mental clarity to make one of the greatest historical and theological statements any leader could be ever able to make, yet, even now, death is working in me. Not only generally is it working in me, but its approach is very, very fast. And it has come very, very near, because this day I am going the way of all the earth. Joshua is saying in this solemn confession, I have lived these many years, but now I must lay down that life and die. I have pursued many purposes, but now I must set them all aside. I have had many wondrous experiences. Few men in the history of the world have ever had the experiences that Joshua had. But now they come to an end. I have seen others die on the field of battle. I have seen their corpses around me. I have cradled the heads of those whose lives were ebbing away with the stream of their blood. I have seen God smite men down in judgment. I have seen others drop off from old age. I have seen others die. But now, I must die. I, this day, am going the way of all the earth. What a solemn confession. Joshua's confession must be our confession too. There's not a man or a woman or a boy or a girl in this meeting today who should not have this confession upon their lips. I am going, even today, I am going the way of all the earth. Death is working in me. Martin Lloyd-Jones said, as soon as we begin to live, we begin to die. That's the great paradox of life. This is not really the land of the living. This is the land of the dying. The land of the living is over Jordan in the glory land. As soon as we begin to live, we begin to die. It is working within us, in every organ in our body, in every cell in our body, in every faculty. It is working. Its approach is very near.
great poem that spoke of death as the grim reaper, and the great huntsman described him as being on the track of every individual. It is drawing very near. Men and women, I want you to know that though you live, you must die. Though your mind is full of many purposes, you must set them aside. Though you have been content to acknowledge the general proposition that all must die, and you've seen men and women die around you, I want you to realize so too you must die. The wise woman of Tekoa stood in the presence of King David, and she said, "We must needs die. We are as water that is spilt upon the ground that cannot be gathered up again. We must needs die." Matthew Henry, in his own inimitable way, noted that while we would be alarmed if we were not sure to live a month, let's stop there. Wouldn't that be true of you? If you were to go to your doctor today and he were to tell you, "I can't guarantee you a month of life. I'm not sure you'll last a month," how alarmed you would be. Why we would be alarmed if we were not sure to live a month? We are careless, though we are not sure to live a day. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. "What is your life?" asks James. "It is even as a vapor that appeareth for a little season and then vanisheth away." How foolish, how absolutely foolish can men become to be so alarmed that maybe we'll not have a month or a year to live, and to be careless when God says that you're not even sure of this day. "I am," confesses Joshua, "in the grip of death." And in that confession, he states very clearly, there is no escape from this grip. Death is inevitable, and death is universal. Joshua, you could well have thought if any man would have had a way of escaping it, it would have been Joshua. Before him, if any man had possibly been able to escape it, it would have been Moses. But no, neither Moses nor Joshua could escape that awful reality. I must go the way of all the earth. Age is no defense. I don't really make a hobby of going around graveyards. Probably why I'll never be among the great preachers of the world. Great preachers all seem to have, or at least many of them seem to have that hobby. I know that when Dr. Paisley goes on vacation, he loves to go around all the old cemeteries, and he reads all the old headstones. You can learn a lot of history there, of course. But one thing I have found, and it's a solemn place to go, two of the most moving experiences I've ever had. One was in Jerusalem, just outside the old city. There is the Allied War Cemetery, where the British soldiers who fought the Turks and the Holy Land were buried. Many, many, many hundreds of them came from our own little province. And just to go along that beautifully kept cemetery and just see these little white crosses, each with its own little marker. Boys of 18, boys of 20, 21, young men cut down in the flower of their youth. Last summer when we visited northern France, every few hundred yards, it was a graveyard, hundreds and hundreds and thousands of little white crosses. No one knows whose body's buried there. Perhaps the regiment from which they came. They're gone, young men in the flower of their youth. You may say, of course, that's war, and so it is. But I have never been in a cemetery yet where you couldn't span the entire age of man from infancy through to old age.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.